K1037 aims to bring Ottawa an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show. To ensure a wide range of opinions, K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Watarlan, all of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dede Watarlan, Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Luann Stacey, and in our final week prior to the 2018 elections, again today we'll have three potential candidates. Ross Montour will be here around 12:45. David Dibo will be phoning in about 15 minutes before, and in studio with me is Clinton Phillips. Welcome.
Thank you, Luann.
So, where are we starting? As a returning candidate, it's a little bit different than someone who's just doing this for the first time. So I'll let you take it away.
Thank you, Luann. I'd like to just thank everybody for listening in today and to hear what I have to offer, for your support for another three-year term in the Mohawk Council of Ganawage. And I'd like to thank K103 for their opportunity and for hosting this very important initiative for our people to hear from home. So I guess maybe one of the few things that I'll talk about right now is, I guess it was breaking news on K103 at noon about the return lands off of Highway 30. So for those of you who may not have caught it, I'd just like to announce that all parcels have been returned to Ganawage. They went through the Privy Council in Ottawa and all have received reserve status and belong to Ganawage. And these are the lands directly off Highway 30. They start at the intersection of the 138, just before Petro T Complex, and shoot all the way down the Highway 30 beyond the 207 interchange, along with Parcel E, which is at the end of the old Chattagi Road across from Chattagi's filtration sewer plant, I believe that building is, and I think Ganawage, I don't know where I'm talking about. So the total of the return is 500 acres, and there's still 200 acres yet to be identified, which MTQ owes us as part of the negotiations that were done years ago. And I guess I'm very proud of this fact because, you know, if you look at Ganawage's vision statement, and I think this feeds into one of the questions that all candidates are asked about, you know, what's your vision for Ganawage? Well, my vision for Ganawage kind of goes hand in hand with the community vision statement that was created and launched in 2009, and in there it talks about a growing land base for Ganawage Hirono to enjoy and to live off of, and this is likely the first time that any council has increased the land base in Ganawage other than the soccer field at the old circle, which was given back to us several years back. This is the first time that our land base has actually grown. I was reminded last week by our chief political advisor, Winona Poulsen-Lahash, that I was the one that actually asked the federal government through our KCR, which is Ganawage Canada Relations Table, that I wanted the outstanding lands returned to Ganawage and at an expedited ATR process, ATR standing for additions to reserve. Again, that's the federal government's way of doing things. And many times the average wait for an additions to reserve takes anywhere between 7 and 12 years. So this went through in a matter of less than 2 months, I believe.
Wow.
So it's something that we are extremely happy about. I couldn't be personally happier, again, because it's adding to Ganawage's land base. And with that, I also have our legal team looking into, I've been made aware of parcels of land that are outside of Ganawage proper, but still in seigneurie lands, and we're looking at acquiring these lands. It's, you know, there's opportunities don't come up too often in terms of land purchases, especially large parcels, and I think we need to look at every way that we can to achieve getting our land base larger. I've also brought it up to the KCR, the federal government, our table with them, and they're also looking at, you know, the possibility of helping us to acquire these lands. So I am trying to live with the vision statement of Ganawage, the community vision statement, of having a much larger territory. So that's something I'm really very proud of informing the community on. So who am I?
Yeah, who are you?
So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Clinton Phillips. My mother and father are Kenneth and Teresa Phillips. My maternal grandparents are Evelyn and Angus LeClaire, and my paternal grandparents are Charlotte and John Bozano Phillips. A lot of you know me. I've been around Ganawage working in community organizations for very close to 40 years. 29 years at Kateri Hospital and 9 years currently at the Mohawk Council of Ganawage representing youth. You know, I believe that I've conducted myself my last three consecutive terms in a very good manner. I always try to remain positive. I think when I'm in Ottawa or in Quebec or any place regionally at meetings or even nationally, I conduct myself in a way that is very respectful to the people of Ganawage and the office that you entrust me with. I hope that come this Saturday, that I can count on people's support. You know, my main files that I hold currently this term are the Ganawage Canada Relations Table. That's the federal table where we meet monthly with Indian Affairs and the federal structure. Also, Scenery of Sault Ste. Louis, lands, and also environment are my four main focuses. And like I said earlier, like I'm trying to look at any which way that we can add land to the base of Ganawage. And that includes, of course, the negotiations that we are in with the federal government for the Scenery of Sault Ste. Louis. I guess the other issue right now currently, and it has become maybe somewhat of a hot issue, if you look at Facebook, is the Recreational Bay rehabilitation, which is something that I guess not everybody was made aware, but, you know, we did have many different media cover the project, including K103. I believe I was in studio with Patrick Ragaz, one of our environment people. We were on the two local newspapers. We were, you know, we had updates at a community meeting, and we also had a special consultation at the Golden Age about the entire project. I guess more recently, the issue appeared in the Montreal Gazette about beaches that are going to pop up, I think three of them, in the Montreal region, and we were kind of, you know, penciled in with the one in Verdun and the second one. This was brought up by us, you know, as a hopeful project that, you know, people my age, older, and maybe even a little bit younger to what I am, would remember the time when we had Johnson's Beach, and, you know, people used to, the men actually would actually block off the road in front of Jamie Ranch's house now and more towards up just around the bend there. And, you know, kids used to, like, swim all day. We had slides. We had barbecue pits. We had, you know, it was just a great place. It was, I guess, Ganawaga's version of Daytona Beach, if you will. And you know, we're trying to bring something back, you know, to that former glory where not everybody has a pool, not everybody has you know, access to recreational areas for swimming. And we thought, like, if the water is going to be cleaned up because of the extraction of all the weeds that we constantly see every year, last year wasn't that bad because the water levels were extremely high for the duration of the summer. But I think already we're seeing the growth start popping up. So with the you know, with my connections with the Minister of Environment, Catherine McKenna, when we talked about this issue, she did promise that her and her department, Environment Canada, would help us to acquire monies for the feasibility study. That came through. Her promise came through. We were allocated dollars to do the feasibility study. That was done. The next step is what she had promised was she may not be able to, her department may not be able to contribute the funds to it, but she certainly will point her finger in funding directions. So again, you know, these feasibility studies, and we're hearing a little bit about it more in the community lately. This is the federal government's process. These things have to happen for us to get to the next level. Next level, of course, is consultation and I guess actually the project getting kicked off. So with that, that's where the issue came in about the beach, because it was something that we in Ganawage thought it would be nice, if we're going to be able to do all this work, to also have something for the people that, you know, people can go swimming. The location of the so-called beach is kind of around the bend, like across from Monage, where the island kind of turns. And so with the increase of water flow in that whole area from the rehabilitation, it would certainly cause nice, cleaner water. Therefore, a beach would be ideal in that area for our people, for the Mohawks of Ganawaga to enjoy. Why am I seeking a position on council? I've always felt that, you know, I've always had my finger on the pulse of not just the community, which is first and foremost, but also, you know, more recently since I, you know, got into the political life, I think I have my thumb on the pulse of both governments that we have to deal with every day. It's not easy, but I believe I am able to roll with the punches and make things move. You know, the networking that I've created with, you know, nuclear waste transportation and environment issues, the water quality in the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway system, I think is a valuable asset to have. And I bring forth that networking. Most recently, myself and Grand Chief Norton spoke at the UN in May on transporting of nuclear waste and storage, careless storage, if you ask me, on nuclear matter. And that was probably a first for Ganawaga, or the Mohawk Council of Ganawaga, I should say, in terms of being represented at the United Nations, and the networking, you know, is incredible. So I bring all this forward, you know, my knowledge, you know, I truly believe we need to take care of Mother Earth. I truly believe the environment comes hand in hand with that responsibility. This past weekend, we held a meeting up in Jorodu, and with community members, it was our second meeting as a result of community wanting more consultation and more discussions with us. So we held this meeting, and there'll be another one. I believe the next one is July 28th, the last Saturday of July. So if anybody wants to participate in these meetings where, you know, it's not just a gossip session, but it's actually looking at issues that, you know, may have a negative outcome on people in Jorodu, and how we as a community can look at things and change that. So I'm very happy that we're doing this. Why should community members vote for me? Again, I'm hoping that, you know, my past is a good report card on what I've done, the connections I have, you know, whether it be, you know, created with federal ministers, with, you know, provincial people, director generals in regards to environment and lands. I have quite a bit of, you know, my little index book of addresses is really quite full at this point. And I want to just make that growth, because the more people we know, the more people listen to our story, the more it will benefit Ganawaga as a whole. So that's kind of who I am. That's kind of who I represent. And I'm looking for Ganawaga Rona to support me for another 3-year mandate. As I said earlier, I know I'm repeating myself now, but, you know, again, I think my report card on, you know, being in the community, being out there in Ottawa and Quebec and even in the United Nations, and getting the message across that, you know, Ganawaga, we're here, you know, we're a progressive community in comparison to a lot of others who are very, you know, much not. And, you know, we're going to soon kick off the residency issue in Ganawaga, which to me is going to be monumental. It will determine who's allowed that age-old question, who should be here, who should not. And that will all be, you know, resolved through residency law. And that's coming this summer. So I want Ganawaga Rona to get ready for that. Very important next step in our future. And if you can get out and vote for me on next Saturday, I'd really appreciate the support.
We have about a 2-minute left, and I wanted to ask you a question regarding traditional government. What are your thoughts? Can we at some point in time, as council has promised for a number of years and the communities want it, is it something that we can achieve?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what are your thoughts in how we do that?
You know, I think the dialogue needs to start yesterday in regards to who we are, you know, and what we want is a collective. You know, I don't believe in barriers, I don't believe in walls, and I don't believe in labeling. So, it, you know, there needs to be some heavy-duty discussions with the, you know, with traditional bodies right now. And because this isn't, you know, currently, I guess, you know, the dollars flow from Ottawa to the Mohawk Council of Ganawaga is the identified government of the community. But that's not something that any one of us want to continue for the rest of our days. And that there is a role, I think, for everybody to play. And I'm absolutely for 100% for that integration. And to me, ASAP is the answer.
Yeah. Okay, that was just a question. I bet throw that in there. It wasn't a big. Okay, you have about a minute, 45 seconds left. Anything else you want to say to the community?
Take care of our elders, people. It's hot like heck out there. It's like Africa hot, as I've read on Facebook. So if you have family members who may be alone or neighbors who may need some help, please do the right thing and offer some water, offer some air conditioning, maybe invite someone over for dinner. Just take care of each other as it should be. That's who we are as Mohawk people, and let's continue that.
Well, thank you so much for dropping in. Good luck on Saturday, and people get out there and vote.
Yeah, we'll go, everybody.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.